Then there's the Democratic campaign, which NPR's Tamara Keith has been covering from its early days.
Bernie Sanders is feeling the momentum. That's what he told a crowd of 2,400 gathered in a convention center ballroom in Milwaukee.
We have won 6 out of the last 7 caucuses and primaries.
The crowd was pumped, chanting catchphrases from Sanders' stump speech. And for Sanders, it was the culmination of a week of intense campaigning in Wisconsin.
In the last week alone, we have had rallies before 35,000 people in the state.
But the final rally before voting began wasn't one of those arena-filling blockbusters that first put Sanders' campaign on the national radar screen. It was in a smaller venue than originally planned, and even it wasn't entirely full. But it was opening day for the local Major League Baseball team and the night of the really exciting NCAA Men's Basketball Championship. Kathy Moran came out for Sanders with 3 generations of her family.
There wasn't anything he missed for me, so he speaks to me. The kids tell me I can't go stalk him. I'm looking for him. I think he's great. I just hope we vote tomorrow. I hope they get him. Ugh.
One person she doesn't have to worry about turning out to vote is her granddaughter, Anya Palmer, who just turned 18.
This is like the greatest election to be able to vote in. I'm so excited to actually be able to voice my opinion for the first time and like to actually vote for someone like Bernie Sanders.
And while Sanders campaigned in Wisconsin, Hillary Clinton was in her adopted home state of New York talking Trump to a crowd of 2,600.
We have people running for president on the Republican side led by Donald Trump who are... He's not the only one. He may be the most flamboyant, but they all want to take us back.
If you want an indication of Clinton's expectations about Wisconsin, look no further than her schedule. She's not having a public party or rally to watch the results roll in. And her campaign manager put out a memo talking up her large lead nationally. Both Sanders and Clinton are moving on to the next big primary in New York in 2 weeks. Last night, the campaigns resolved a week-long debate about their next debate. They'll meet in Brooklyn on April 14th. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Milwaukee.